You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The government has approved a border exemption for 1,000 offshore students who studied in Aotearoa in 2019 or 2020 to return from April 2021. However, many students who are waiting to complete their degree will miss out, even with priority given to students the closest to graduating. Jess spoke to the chief executive of Universities New Zealand, Chris Whelan, who has called for the return of overseas students for months and what will need to happen for these students to return safely. The interview started by discussing what this move will mean for the tertiary sector and international students.
Well, for us, it's pretty important. We've got about 5,000 students still stuck offshore. They started studying with us or continued studying with us last year, but have been unable to finish. So these are students, you know, they've invested a lot of time and effort with us. It's going to be great to be able to finally have that chance to allow them to actually graduate and to get on with their lives.
And what are the economic benefits of allowing offshore students to study in New Zealand? What will this mean for the sector's recovery?
So for international education, normally it's a massive economic benefit to New Zealand of about $5 billion a year. But these particular students that we're bringing back, these are students that are mostly in their last semester or last year of studies. They really just need to complete a practical component or something that requires them to be in New Zealand. So these are not the students that are going to be the big economic return. These are the ones that, you know, we really owe a debt to because they've been studying with us for a long period of time and we just want to be able to help them finish.
And priority has been given to students who are the closest to graduating. Is there an estimate of the amount of students who will miss out?
We know that we've got about 5,000 students still stuck offshore studying. We know that roughly half of them, so about 2,500, are unable to graduate and, you know, until they actually can come to New Zealand to do sort of practical, you know, or workshop or laboratory type parts of their studies. Some are more affected than others, and, you know, the number of students that are being allowed in here, 1,000, is significantly less than the total number of students, unable to complete. So we are going to have some trade-offs, unfortunately.
And is 1,000 students enough? Are we able to safely allow more? And should there be greater priority given to offshore students returning?
So the major constraint is obviously managed isolation and quarantine facilities. There just aren't enough of them. We could probably quite happily have 1,000 students coming through MIQ every 2 or 3 weeks for the next 12 months, and that's what it would take to kind of clear the backlog of students who want to study with us but just can't get in here. So it's great to have this small group coming in. There's a much larger group waiting out there.
And what next steps would you like to see for the recovery of the tertiary sector and international education?
Look, we would love to see government-run managed isolation and quarantine facilities expanded so that there's more capacity to be able to bring through international students. Each of them is worth nearly $330,000 over their study period to this country. They create a whole lot of jobs. They create long-term sort of benefits for us. We would just love to see that whole industry get going again.
And is New Zealand an attractive place for students to study when we consider working rights and opportunities?
Look, it's certainly always been seen as such. When you look at international student surveys, we come across extremely well as being sort of friendly, welcoming. We're seen as an attractive country to come to. And the fact that students are able to work up to 20 hours a week while they're here is also seen as very attractive, though noting that many students don't take up that particular right. We know that roughly about a third of students will work an average of about 9 or 10 hours a week.
And do you have any concerns regarding international students and international education?
Well, we know that a lot of the international student market for New Zealand is driven by the fact that we are seen as friendly and welcoming, and that, you know, we have been a good destination for international education agents to recommend students to. The longer we keep our borders closed, and in particular how we treat the students that are currently enrolled with us, that's the stuff that's going to affect our reputation for being welcoming and friendly and a place where agents want to recommend students come and study.
And would you like to see new tertiary students be allowed into the country? And have you received correspondence as to when this might happen?
Look, we know that this is a limit on the government around MIQ, and until we have vaccinations and until the government can sort of reopen borders at scale, we're not going to see international education restarting. I mean, it's a huge lost opportunity for New Zealand. These students represent about $5 billion a year of direct economic activity and a whole lot of ongoing relationships with this country through ongoing sort of tourism, trade and research. So we'd love to see that restart. We're a small country on the end of the world. We need these relationships. And, international students, they do have a generally a lifetime.
I don't know, and frankly the whole thing gives me the heebie-jeebies.
The Wire.
That was the Chief Executive of Universities New Zealand on tertiary students returning from overseas.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.